With Targeted Massachusetts, and I would like to thank John, Mike, and Dave, who was our engineer. And tonight we'll be speaking about MK Ultra. Now, is Angela with us?
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
I'm here.
I was wondering if we could start and go over some of the things that have actually happened to you as a result of the old MK Ultra program.
Sure can. Yeah. I can go all the way back to the beginning. I'll try to make this as quick as I can, though. Tell me if I'm going on and on. Okay. I grew up normal. I grew up like any other kid on the block, pretty middle upper class. I moved to Pittsburgh with my family when I was small, when I was about 7 years old, six or seven, from the Midwest. It's a big Midwest family, but it was only my mother, my brother, and myself and my father. My father worked for Mobil Oil, so they exported him out here. Anyway, I went to a good grade school, Catholic grade school, went to North Hills High School. I worked and I was in the band at the same time. My mother was a tyrant, so I had two paper outs, started working when I was 16, never had a gap in employment. Never. I went to West Virginia University. There, you know, knowing what I know now, I think something started to happen there. I think it was implanted there, but it wasn't there at West Virginia University. They brought me back to Pittsburgh, where I do believe something was done, but I couldn't really feel it. All I noticed was that I sweated a lot at night. Other than that, I was fine. And then I moved home after I graduated from college, and like any normal college student, was broke. And so I was an LPN in a nursing home. I worked for Nutrisystem, Weight Loss Center, as a manager, and then went to Vogel Disposal Service and sold compactors and recycling services to townships. And then I went on to the pharmaceutical business, and I was in the pharmaceutical industry for approximately 20 years. After 10 years with a company called Dura. Pardon?
Actually, pardon? From New Hampshire that is in pharmaceuticals now. Go ahead.
Yeah?
I didn't mean to interrupt you. Yeah.
That's okay. After 10 years with a company called Dura, I started with a company called Abbott from Illinois, from Chicago, where I was born, interestingly enough. They had like four or five zip codes. It was huge. And it was fun. It was a good company to work for at the time. I detailed a medication that was used a lot for people who were agitated and aggressive, suffering with Alzheimer's disease, not knowing what I know now. I was a good rep, though, because I was always on the up and up and told them to use other therapy besides this, and this should be their last result, and meant it. I really did, really meant it. But I had some good clients, and Pittsburgh is known for a lot of their, they have a lot of people with older than the age of 65, and so I felt better than the antipsychotic route. So I sold my little heart out, and then came an incident that really shook me, because right after 9/11, 63 days to the T, I had a fire. And during that fire, I lost everything. And my cat died, and it really upset my brother. And it really did. I don't know why. It was like his place to go or something. But I moved. It scared me so much that I moved out, like, outside of the Pittsburgh area. And then I ended up moving back into the Pittsburgh area, like, right downtown. From there, I think, I don't know if it was just the company didn't know what to do with me because I was just this naive, like, little sales girl running around that has hot fire. You know, but it was a bad, it was a bad scene, but I got back into gear pretty quickly. What really started me on the targeted route, knowing that I was a target, was, while I was working with this company, this pharmaceutical company, I was given, kind of a promotion to sell another product in another division. And during that time, I met a man. I went out all the time. I was always out on the town. And I went with my girlfriends to a little convention called Pittsburgh's 50 Finest. And there at Pittsburgh's 50 Finest, I met one of the 50 Finest. And we danced the night away, and 6 months later, we were engaged. Well, I didn't know this at the time, but I have a feeling that he was seeing dollar signs, you know, when he was looking at me, because he actually ended up being in a class action for his uncle. And when I did end up marrying him, but when I married him, I wasn't allowed to have an office, and people were always going through my computer, and it was like company against husband against company, and it was so weird. And during all that time, I went and had a surgery done. Now, I know people are saying, well, you asked for it. If you're going to have surgery done during a time like that, you obviously asked for it. Well, I guess my father passed away when I was 18, and I didn't know. I just didn't know. I thought doctors were always on the up and up. I thought if they told you they were going to do a surgery on you, they were going to do that surgery on you. They weren't going to cut off your foot when you're a diabetic and and that's exactly what happened to me. I went in because I felt like I was lopsided as a woman, and I wanted to be proportioned. And I came out, and it was just constant butting heads with this person that I married, and I ended up moving out. And the really weird thing about my targeting is that I haven't heard of from anyone else, is that when I moved out of his house and I had my things in another place in the city, he came over one night to give me a table. It was a Sunday afternoon. Give me a table. He dropped the table off and left. And it was like, I swear to you, I swear to the living God, and it's Lent, I stood there, and it felt like somebody took a switch and just turned my body on. And I felt air going into my ears, air going up into my brain, my brain splitting in two, my whole entire head was screeching, my legs were on fire, you know, my whole body was on fire, and it didn't quit, it didn't stop. And about, I don't know, an hour later, helicopters, it sounds crazy, helicopters from everywhere, like coming out of nowhere, circling around the top of my apartment. I'm like outside, I'm like, gosh, what is going on? Is the earth world, you know, falling apart or something? I didn't know what to do, so I got into my car. I have two cats. I didn't know they were there at my apartment. They passed away just recently from all this BS. But I drove to the nearest hospital, which was Shadyside Emergency Room, and I sat there, and while I was sitting there in the hospital, it felt like bullets were hitting me in the head. Literally looking up at that darn red camera up there in the ceiling, and it felt like they were shooting me with bullets. And I just sat there and looked at it.
Angela, that's exactly
in the hospital.
That's exactly what Dr. Catherine Horton says. She claims that it feels like machine gun fire. And that's what we've heard. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. And I they asked me what my name was, you know, and I get up and I, one of the reasons that, you know, my, I think my ex-husband was mad at me is because he wanted me to take his last name. And it was a really quick transition for me from work to that. So I didn't have, I didn't change it fully everywhere I went. So I told the receptionist, well, it could either be my last name Farrell or it could be Voigt. You know, I'm not sure. And I was getting just pounding on the table immediately, like immediately, you know, and everywhere I went. And so I went in, sat down on the bench, and the doctor came in and kind of laughed at me. Like, oh, this is a riot, you know. Yeah, yeah, a little funny, doc. And he said, well, all I can do, and he didn't look at me. He didn't say anything. He just laughed. He asked me where I went to high school. And he said, I can get you a psychiatrist. And I said, for what? And he said, well, you know, to talk about this incident that you're having. And I said, I'm in a lot of pain. I feel like my whole body's being electrocuted to death. And you heard the helicopters. And because I was right down the street from where I was. And he's like, okay, you want to get out of here? I said, I guess. And I said, well, what are my alternatives? What can you do for me? And he said, I can't do anything for you except let you talk to the psychiatrist. I cannot give you anything. I cannot do anything. I said, this happened because I had a surgery done, and I know it. And I know that that's why there's something inside my body that's making me electrocuted. And he said, no, can't be. That's why you need to see a psychiatrist. That's why you need to leave. I said, okay. So I got in my car, and I drove. And I just drove and drove and drove, and I didn't know where I was going. I ended up in, I don't know, almost to New York, but then turned around. It was the strangest thing. But I've had this feeling now. That was 9 years ago. And whenever I would go into a Target or any store for that matter that was like a department store, I would literally feel like I was being gang stalked. I was being rushed. I was being followed. I was being hit in the head. It was like a big circus. No matter where I went, there was something going on. And then it would maybe like stop for a day, and it would resume on Monday. But it never stopped when I was inside of my apartment at night, especially the sickness and the crawling around and the crying and the asking people to help me because I'm in so much pain. I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go. You know, that's going to be really tough to erase. You know, and I don't even think I want to erase that from my brain. I can deal with, you know, I dealt with a lot of things. I can deal with that. But for years and years and years, nonstop, day after day after day after day, I don't know if most of that was coming from the two chips that were touching inside my body. And because I had one removed in 2014, and it did decrease the amount of pain. But I still lay there in bed and feel like I'm going to have a seizure. I can feel the shots, like almost like Catherine explains. She has one video. She explains how she can feel the shots, and I can literally feel them to the point where sometimes it's so bad, I crawl out of bed into the bathroom. You're in the bathroom because you're in so much pain, you're going to throw up, and it just happens. And there's been nights that I have had no sleep. And the real kicker of it is that really makes me mad. And that's they love it. Is that everybody under the sun is wondering why I don't have the pharmaceutical job, the same kind of pharmaceutical job that I used to have, why aren't you working? Well, why aren't I working? Let me see. I'm in a lot of pain. I came from a middle class, hardworking family that voted for the Kennedys and everything else, and they, we're workers. After delivering papers since I was 14 and then being tortured, and someone comes up to me and asks me if I'm working, I say yes. I work my little job, the Y, and I do my little head, shoulders, knees, and toes at the nursing homes and stuff like that. But how dare somebody say stuff like that to you when you're being tortured by your own American citizens? I'm kinder to bugs than people have been to me in the last, since 2009. And it's so easy to get into the, I don't care anymore mode, and not to do anything about it. But then I watch one of Catherine Horton's videos, and it makes makes me want to do something. So I'm trying to put together a case. I'm doing the best I can. At the very beginning, when Abbott, my company fired me, by the way, when I was married, they fired me for interfering with a fire drill. So it wasn't like they didn't want a case to come about, if you want my opinion. I think I was told that I wasn't a very good communicator. Well, how are you supposed to communicate when you can't, when you're getting electrocuted to death? How do deaf people communicate? I'm hurt. I need a case. I'm communicating. Let me nod my head yes or no. That should be not an option of whether or not somebody gets in front of a jury or not, whether they can communicate. Because some people can and some people can't. Does that make you innocent or guilty? It shouldn't. That's a big one. And it's prejudice. It's totally prejudice. And it's totally prejudice of what's happening to me. My husband and I, when we first met, always been a very political person. And I said, what do you think about President Obama? Oh, I love him. I love him. Me too. I'm going to vote for him. When the day came to vote, I said, are you voting for President Obama? Don't hate me, all you Republicans out there, because now I understand a little bit of why you are one, maybe. He said, yes. And then he came back and said, I didn't vote for him. I was never going to vote for him. And he told me I was going to be Republican. That's what you're going to be. Meanwhile, I was a 45-year-old single woman for 45 years and never was told who I was allowed to vote for and who I wasn't allowed to vote for. So I knew that marriage was not going to work. And it's been so strange because I just can't understand how these guys don't know about this deep state. Why aren't these studies, are they really that prejudiced? Are they really that racist that they're making these studies about people, about the color of your skin, about whether or not you're female? And I know I'm in a study. I am in a program. I'm in something that was developed by... Well, it was actually a trial. It was a trial. Okay. Sorry. I could talk forever,
You do a great job,
Ann. Any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay. Before we start, Angela, I figured you and I would discuss MKUltra a little bit. And I'd like to start out by saying that a lot of people don't understand exactly what happened after World War II. And I will bring everybody up to speed very quickly. And there was a project called Project Paperclip. Now, right after the war, I don't know if many of you are familiar with it, but Nazis were brought to the United States under a project called Paperclip. And the reason it's called Paperclip is this. Their original Nazi file was placed on the desk, and over it was placed a brand new identity, and they were paperclip together. And that's the story of Project Paperclip. And Project KUltra, did you want to say something, Angela?
No.
Okay.
Go ahead. Yeah.
And Project MKUltra was more of a hands-on type of an organization. In other words, their experiments were moreover done face-to-face, we'll say, or from the next room. But they did things like poisoning little children with uranium. They put it in their breakfast cereal. They overdosed people on LSD. They did all kinds of terrible things to these people. And in Canada, they brought their government to court. And they settled for $100,000 apiece. And that was at the Allen Institute in Canada, where the CIA, I guess, performed all these things. But in the United States, it was moreover everywhere. It wasn't just in one centralized location. There were a number of different spots where they did it. And there are many movies out now that actually depict MKUltra. If you go on Netflix, you'll find many. And what Angela is speaking of now is what Project MKUltra actually transformed into. And
there's the sensors, the transducers, and all the other related devices that MKUltra, that they use now.
Right.
Like the neurological mechanical device application that they download your thoughts into the computer when they do their remote neural monitoring. Sometimes I still can't believe I'm part of the program, and I've known it for years now. Sorry, Frank, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, Project MKUltra was actually silenced by President Nixon in 1973, but the name and the project live on, because I am myself a victim, along with 3 million others in this country. And we compare ourselves, and we continually have looked at the symptoms from the Cuban, or actually the American diplomats that are in Cuba. And the symptoms are the same. Now, Catherine Werner is a Chinese diplomat, or an American in China. And her symptoms were exactly the same as ours. Now, if you walk down the street and you're a criminal type, we'll say, and you take out a gun and you shoot somebody, you're going to jail. You're going to jail for life or worse. Okay? But if you use, we'll call them the weapons of MKUltra, okay, on somebody for 7 years, 8 years, 10 years, 20 years, they pay nothing so far.
Right.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to to consent to our own destruction.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, good evening. We're back from commercial, and I just wanted to take the time to thank Ella Free and Matthew Aaron, who are part of the community, and they set forth a billboard campaign that is, bar none, one of the greatest things that has happened to the community. And they have billboards all over the world. We have billboards on the 404 in California. We have them in Canada. We have them in, I believe, China, everywhere, Japan. So hats off to these people. And you can donate by going to freedomfortargetedindividuals.org. And at the same time, I would like to mention that our site is targetedmassachusetts.org, and we all work together. There are no fences in this community. We all work very hard to fight this thing. And there are so many people that are affected, we can't even fathom it. I think I have it down to 25% of the people that are affected are activists and part of the community. Another 25% will say are people that haven't just come forward yet. And we have 25%, unfortunately, that are in prisons for crimes they would not have done had they not been targeted in this cruel fashion and tortured for years. And the other 25% are in institutions around the country and around the world for one reason. They thought that that's where they belonged. And they went there. figure that one out. So Angela and I are survivors, and we work together, and we will most likely be doing some shows together here. And this is the first one, and we want to introduce Angela, and she has really fought very hard. Now, Angela, can you give us a cross-section, a little bit of your legal fight?
Well, when this first occurred, I didn't know what was going on. All I knew was that I had a surgery done and that it felt like there was something inside my body that was hurting me. So I went to numerous doctors, and called numerous lawyers, and had one x-ray that does show what I have. But the others, I called a Medicare, they put me on Medicare, and I called a Medicare investigator. Finally, someone came out to my apartment and sat down with me and said that he would be willing to interview and investigate the surgeon who first put this in my body, and then go and talk to the surgeon who took one of them out of my body. And he came back 2 weeks later with his results, and he told me that, unfortunately, it was like he thought it would turn out, both denied any involvement with any type of what they call devices, chips, nanotechnology, any type of program within my system. They both denied. I asked him, I'll never forget, I know his name, I have his card. He retired a month after I met him, so he's been retired now for about 3 years. He sent a form to Harrisburg, and I asked him, I said, Mr. Hubbard, he's a doctor too, Dr. Hubbard, would or could they possibly cloud over an MRI or not see something? Maybe just overlook it. He said, oh, honey, it happens all the time. I was flabbergasted when he said that, because to me in the medical profession, those things don't happen. But according to him, that's par for the course. So he, said, I'm sorry, but that letter that I'm writing to Harrisburg, you do not have a right to see, which I've written 5 or 6 letters for your right to know. For Muckrock, nope, can't get my hands on that letter, and I don't know why. So I've had my share of, I've talked to almost every attorney in the Pittsburgh area. They laugh at me. But now I have some evidence. So they're really not laughing. They're just kind of overwhelmed, because it is overwhelming. And how do you go up and against the government like this? Who wants to take something like that on? It would be quite the case for an attorney. I think it would be fun if I was an attorney and, like, to be on the good side of things. I'd want to give it a try. But I'm not. And it's very time-consuming. I'm going after complaint for damages, but I'm not going for damages. I'm actually going to try this as a crime, because it is. But I'm going to use the Bivens action. And I think we all could in certain ways.
Could you explain?
I do feel that that's the reason. Yeah, I mean, it has a lot to do with discrimination. It's complete and total discrimination. I mean, they tell you that this is a random study, and that they do this on random people. But I kind of find, I mean, you might find your head CEO of, I hate to say even words, Lockheed Martin or something, and say, okay, I choose her. I want her to be in my MKUltra project. I'm going to use her intellectual property for myself and turn up my voice 50 times louder on her than I would on anyone else. And try to get her to commit suicide. which I don't know people are aware of, but this is a real program to drive you to suicide. And according to Catherine Horton, this is a genocidal. Something that's going on in our world today, just like when it went on and when Hitler was around. It's the same thing, only no one can see it, feel it, or touch it. That's the sad part. No one can see me crying in my room at night, except when I call my friend Millie and I can't take it, or go to the emergency room. You know, no one, I guess they can see it. They can't see it. They wonder what it is. Is it crazy? She must be nuts. Why isn't she going on a Friday night? Well, it's because I'm not resting. I'm not really ever resting. And so if I do have a chance to just kind of rest, kind of hang out, watch TV, that's heaven for me. Without the ear ringing and the ear pain, like the MK Ultra.
Right. And we've been victimized along with so many others. It's terrible. It really is. Now, what I'm seeing is that this is satellite-driven, satellite-based, and it rains down on everyone, and no one can see it. And as Angela said, someone will look at you, shake your hand. You don't seem to be hurting. You don't seem to be in any trouble or pain. But you've learned over the years to hide it.
Because, exactly.
You know. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have to. If I mention it once to anybody, they tell me to be quiet, shut up. That's all they ever hear. They don't want to hear that. I'll be kicked out. I've heard all kinds of threatening things. I'm sure people get tired of hearing that. It is very sad, and I'd feel bad if someone was always in pain. But if somebody could pull the plug on this, I think. I don't know why they don't.
Yeah, this is what's going to happen. There's a very big, great, powerful lawyer. His name is John Whitehead. And he is part of the Rutherford Institute. When our class action suits come to the surface and we're ready to go, he's the man for us.
This one?
He works for the underdog. And go ahead, Angela.
Well, I hope we can get something going soon. I mean, I think it would be wonderful if he could make it public, you know, publicize that this MKUltra theory is happening. It's not a theory, it's a fact. And that it could happen to anyone. I went in for a breast surgery. You know, who would think I would come out with two chips, a wires tied to the back of my spine, chips on my behind, three chips in my leg, and three chips in my head. And I know for a fact, I'd know it was done by this doctor. It had little hints like how would my priest know, oh, he was a monster, what he did, he was a monster. You know, I mean, how do people know that? Yeah.
That's why we're spreading the word. That's why we're here. We're going to continue to be here, and we're going to stay right here, and we're going to tell the world all about this every night for as long as it takes. Go ahead, Ange.
Good. Well, I just thank the people that were listening, and most of them, I hate to say it, but they were from California. And they, you know, Dr. Staniger was wonderful, and when she took the medals, and I had the frequencies measured by Columbia Investigations. I mean, if there, I have four real frequencies coming out of my coming out of my body that can be measured. I don't know how I would prove that in court exactly, but I'm sure I can work on it. I also have x-ray after x-ray that everyone's different. You know? I have brain injury.
I think what you're going to find is that these frequencies are being recorded. Okay, and I'll tell you, the simple reason is this. If you can hear it, believe me, someone else can hear it. And if someone else can hear it, someone else is recording it. And I have a very good idea who that is. In fact, I do know. They are recording this, and it is going to be used for, of all things, against the perps themselves. See, the United States government will not be held responsible for something like this, or so they think so. So what they're going to do is the perps are going to be the fall guys. So, and for those of you in the audience who do not know what the perps are, you know the word perpetrator. Well, we've coined the phrase perp as the operators that are actually doing this to us and who have continued to do so for so long. And Angela and myself are just two people in the army against this. And we have many, many people across the country and across the world working on this. And as Angela mentioned, Dr. Catherine Horton is one of them. If you would like, she has an affidavit that is really very good and very thorough. If you would like a copy of the affidavit to fill out and email to her, you can contact me at frank@targetedmassachusetts.org, and we will get you to her site, excuse me, and add you to our newsletter and make you aware. But that is a really very good affidavit, and I have seen a lot of them that TIs have filled out, and it seems to be, I would say, superior. Because it's thorough. It's 99 pages. Angela, actually, we've both filled them out. Or actually, I've started.
It is extremely thorough. And it will take you through just how indescribably wicked and mean that this program is. And how they really, somebody, somehow, some way, something, wants you to suffer. I mean, I have no money, like Frank was saying. I went from making a good living with a company car to I can't afford to move out of my, well, he's my friend, a friend's house. I tried to move out of this place about a month ago and came up with a money order and thought, how am I going to do this? I couldn't even afford a plane ticket to want to go to Texas to see this man who was able to maybe get these nanotechnology chips out of us, but I couldn't afford to do it. And if you can't afford to go anywhere or live anywhere or do anything, you know, life gets a little bit down too, especially when you're not feeling good. And you know that you're being punished, but you know that somebody's doing this to you, and there's nothing you can do about it except get locked up in a psych ward.
Yeah, and there are so many. We had a woman, her name is Kim, and she was simply passing out flyers that explained how this works. And she was arrested right there on the spot and hauled off and locked up in a psych ward for nothing. She did nothing wrong.
So was this in the United States?
In the United States, yeah.
Wow. That's where we are. That's pretty bad.
Yeah, it gets worse, and we'll touch base on more of the things that go on and more of the problems that we found. And we've got document after document. I'll give you an example. In 1974, the psychiatric community gave a grant to scientists to develop V2K, which is voice to skull. And the following year, they published it in the psychiatric journal. And today, if someone says that they're hearing V2K, they're locked up, yet the psychiatric community gave them a grant. So I have the grant number, by the way, if anybody needs it for their law case. I have all of the documents that are involved, and I have a screenshot that shows both of the documents together. So we have so much evidence, it's not funny. I mean, they know what's going on. We know what's going on. It's time to give it up, because we've had enough. I'll tell you straight up, the entire community has had enough, and we're doing something about it. And if you know, we will do whatever we have to do to make this work, because we've had enough.
Yeah.
Ange?
I've had enough, too. I've had more than enough. And I think that if it just continues, I know we have a good economy right now, but how can we, if this just multiplies and multiplies? One of these days, you know, if Mr. Trump isn't in presidency, the economy isn't going to do so great with things like this going on. I can't see how. I mean, I used to go shopping all the time. Love to shop. I can't shop anymore. I can't go to a football game anymore. I can't afford to. I can't afford a ticket to see a concert. It's, you know, it's really sad. So not only that, Frank, but I think that if they don't straighten up, hopefully somebody will boycott something.
Oh, there's going to be a lot more than boycotts, but yeah, that's a good place to start. But simply, if you want to do something or engage in activism, start passing out flyers and speaking with people. That's a way to start. You're not doing anything wrong. To them, you're not doing anything right. But they really can't do anything except for a rare incident like Kim had. And that was so unfortunate. Embarrassment. I think she, if she hasn't done so already, should bring suit against that particular police department, because that was a wrongful arrest. So, and there are so many of them. We have a number of people working to get people out of psych wards that are 100% or 150% sane. You know, people that we know or have known in the past. And they're sitting in psych wards. And I understand that people get paid money to fill the beds. And you know, I can't actually prove that, but that's what I'm hearing. Okay. And I don't usually say anything unless I have something to back it up. But that is one thing I really don't, because I just started hearing it. But it's,
I believe it though.
Yeah. Yeah. So do I. And we have real estate scams going on too. They're trying to get people to sell houses. And the way they're doing it is by harassing the owner of the property. So we have, there's so many facets to this. We're just starting to uncover it. And this year, we will be here every night and save the weekends. We have to have the weekends off, don't we, Angela? And we'll be telling it off. But
yeah, that's good.
Yep. There's a lot going on, and we actually get closer to the end of this every day, because every day something new comes forth in the form of, like, say, MIT. Now, they were very, very private with all of their research. But what do we see now? MIT is actually publishing work on V2K via lasers. And this paper just came out February. If you go to MIT, in the optic letters, you'll find them. Well, I'd like to thank you all very much. It's been a really great pleasure this evening. And God bless everyone. And God bless all the TIs all over the world. And thank you.
Thank you, Frank. Thank you.
Thank you, Rich.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.